Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a fly ball left field. Roden back into his left. That's going to be gone. Oh, it cleared.
Oh,
it cleared for Castellanos. It had just enough legs, and it's a grand slam for Nick Castellanos as the Phillies break it wide open here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2.
What a hit. What a weekend for the Phillies. A sweep of the Blue Jays. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a ton to get to today. Rhea joins us at 11. We will unveil our top 11 list in Philadelphia sports right after afternoon show. Going to do all that all week long. Andrew Painter watch, injury watch, the Phillies major trades this weekend. Boy, it was a wild weekend. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Way to bounce back. Hey, did you know that there's $10 billion more spent on Mother's Day as opposed to Father's Day?
I think most listening probably aren't
shocked by that. Happy Father's Day.
Yes.
I hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day and got everything that you wanted, which probably was peace.
Quiet.
Yeah,
I hope everyone had a great Father's Day. Well said, Hugh. And you know, if you were watching the Phillies yesterday, Hugh, you had a good Father's Day because that was a heck of a day yesterday. I mean, Wheeler's great all the time. That's no surprise. But Bohm would have bombed. Castellanos would have bombed. How about Otto Kemp? He continues to be the spark that we talked about last week that maybe he could be.
He's trying to stay, Joe.
And the Phillies have bounced back. Look, a week ago, we were at the bottom. I mean, they got swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's just call it for what it was. That was rock bottom of the season. It was the worst moment of the season, a sweep of the hands of the Pirates. But, Hugh, this is exactly what you – I mean, you really couldn't hope for anything more, right? They come home against the Cubs, good team, and I think the Blue Jays were decent. And they take 5 out of 6, including a sweep this weekend. So now, as we were at the bottom a week ago, we're back up now. The question is, are you fully buying back in to what you're seeing here?
I never left. This is the ebb and flow of baseball. This is what we were talking about. I mean, this is team.
Yeah,
because a week ago, we were talking about how the bats and offense wasn't doing a whole lot. 22 runs this weekend. 22. So you look at that. Even though the weather hasn't changed yet, it hasn't turned completely yet, you have to feel a little bit confident about what they were able to accomplish this weekend.
Well, it was a great weekend, and led by the starting pitching, which is obviously the backbone of this team and why even when they're down, they're not so down, right? Like, even when they're down, they're not so down because the starting pitching is so great. Look, the weekend was, you couldn't have had it any better. Suarez on Friday, I don't know what's going to happen with the future of Ranger Suarez, but boy, is he a tremendous pitcher when he's healthy. Then Sanchez on Saturday, Wheeler yesterday, as I said, Otto Kemp. And there was one extra element of this weekend, Hugh. The Mets were swept by the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Phillies went from 5.5 back at the end of last week, which is a pretty sizable gap, to just 2.5 back. I mean, it's all back in play now. I felt so down a week ago, and I was considering the worst with this team. And now I'll tell you, I am feeling way better. Now, in terms of being fully back in, That's a strong statement to say you're fully back.
Why is it so strong?
Well,
bro?
Because you know, I mean, we know what you said. It. You know what the season is: up, down,
ebb
up,
and flow,
ebb
like
and flow,
like a roller coaster.
Right, and so this weekend didn't change their flaws, did it? Like they still have the flaws.
No, I mean, but if anything, it showed you that other teams have flaws as well.
Without
and you just
question,
have to keep you got to play it out.
That's a good point. I'll say it this way: I am considering going fully all the way back in. I'd be lying if I said I'm fully there now at 10:05 on a Monday. I mean, I feel way better than I did a week ago, and I'm certainly feeling more optimistic about this where this season is going and their chances. Look, they go to Miami this week for four starting tonight, and then they get the Mets here this weekend. I mean, this we're shaping up. As long as the Phillies hold up their end of the bargain this week in Miami, as long as they just, you know, they just take three out of four. They play well in Miami. They're coming home on Friday with the Mets in town. What a chance to take over first place, or at least push right up against it. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in on the Phillies? I am considering it. Do I have to make a decision by the end of the show today? Is that what we're going to do?
That sounds like that's what you're
okay. Usually when we make you make decisions by the end of the show, you disappoint the audience. Am I going to disappoint?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, we asked you to apologize or something.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I mean, you should know that. That's not going to happen.
But you could. I mean,
for what? What am I apologizing
for?
Well,
not today. And just on days you should apologize, you could. I am considering. I mean, at least it's on my radar to fully buy back in. I am feeling much better. What a great weekend. Let's hear from Topper after the weekend about Otto Kemp. Four hits yesterday. The kid is hitting .345 in his first, eight games of Philly. Here is Topper.
Rob, what have you liked from Otto Kemp so far in the first
few games? I do like his at-bats. I thought he looked very comfortable at first base the other day. I like the fact that he hits the ball the other way. He uses the field. He's got some pop, and he runs hard. He's a decent runner. He's a baseball player, and I like baseball players because they play the game the right way. We laugh.
We like that line.
Yeah. He's a baseball player. That's the ultimate compliment you can
get. It is. If I call somebody a pro or a baseball player, that's a real compliment.
That is, it may sound like a joke. I took it as a compliment, too. He called him a baseball player.
Yeah, that's probably the highest compliment you could pay somebody.
It almost sounds to me like he belongs.
Yeah.
Like he's one of them.
Hugh Douglas famously not a baseball player.
No,
baseball
no.
guru, though.
Well.
Mr. Five-Leg Parlay Hitter.
Oh, here we go again.
With some help from Joe.
I don't give a shit.
I actually thought you were going to come in here peacocking today.
For what?
Well, you did say that win on last Monday when Otto Kemp had the bunt, that was the season-saving turnaround. Then we laughed at you when they lost the next game, but they haven't lost since.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to do that, Joe, because I know, like I said, the fact that you brought it up is
high horse
joy. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, it's joyful enough. It's just one of those things, man. When I think of baseball, and it's tough, I look at the standings first and say, okay, you're still in striking distance, like we were talking about last week when you talk about the Mets. And then the Mets go out there and do what they did.
They had a bad weekend.
Yeah, and it puts you right back in there. But there's still a lot of baseball left to play. Unfortunately for us, normally that dog doesn't hunt because we got to talk about it every day. So it's not one of those things where you have to have an opinion. But I've never really been too unwavering on the Phillies. To be totally honest,
I'm just saying.
I'm above everyone who's screaming down there.
I'm not saying that I was above anything.
But you're saying like you have a level head while the rest of us, saying you people. I mean, you're peopling us.
Well, we are an emotional group.
Yeah.
When it comes
to
Phillies.
They got swept by the Pirates last weekend.
And I get it. And that was reason to have angst and upset.
Yes.
But for the most part, I'm pretty even keeled with my emotions. So I was just let y'all go through what y'all go through.
Well, for the most part, I'm not. So that makes us, we even each other out here. 215-592-9494. For the other good thing this week, and so you had Kemp, who's been spectacular since he got up here, and the starting pitching, which we know is excellent. But how about Brandon Marsh, who literally was 0 for April, got hurt, whatever that was, took a little rehab, took a little time in AAA, came back. He has hit well now, I'd say for, 25, 30 days? Like, just if you look at the numbers in total, including four hits this weekend. Topper on Marsh, who looks like he is back to being at least something they could use in the lineup and helping them more than hurting them.
I think he's found his swing. He's found his timing. He's using the entire field, and that's what he's got to do. His on base actually is pretty good, even over the entire course of the year. He's really having good at bats right now.
He is up to 342 at his on base, which blew me away when I looked at that this morning. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today, including Phillies tickets to a game that we will be giving away. I'll tell you how coming up in a little bit. We have Phillies tickets to give away. We're going to be at the game with you guys on Tuesday, July 1st. We'll tell you about that. It is a fireworks night. We start with the Phils, though. Are you fully back on board? 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as the Phils sweep the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, Q and I took this thing called the pledge.
Oh, stop. He didn't take the pledge, and you know it.
I mean, I did.
You did.
No, you know, I was thinking about lumping Hugh in, and then he did the whole, like, well, I never wavered, so yeah, forget you. I took the pledge, so I'm fully bought back. I think what I was reminded of this weekend, and, you know, besides just the perfectly convenient we sweep, Mets get swept, and now we're all of a sudden 2.5 games back. That's like, wow, the division's fully back into focus, especially with next weekend coming up. So that gives me confidence. Really, what I was reminded of is I think we have the best starting rotation in baseball.
They do.
Like, I think at some points, like when they're playing their best, it's like not close. Like that can carry you as far as, you know, they need to when Bryce Harper's out. And the other thing that hit me was, I mean, the young guys, they're providing that little bit of like a spark. Like, it seems like they have a different kind of energy. Like, when Bryce first went out, it was like, oh, it feels like the team's given up. You know, they have no hope to score any runs. And now Otto Kemp and Brandon Marsh hitting really well. I mean, Bryson Stott still pretty feeble out there. Mm. But the young guys seem to have provided not only a spark in the lineup, but like a spark energy-wise. And I think the other guys are starting to feed off of that. And it's like permeating throughout the rest of the team. So I'm really starting to fully buy back into the team. And I, you know, since I took the pledge, liable to jump right back off if they get swept again by another bad team. But taking care of business like they did against the Cubs, who we own apparently this year.
Yeah, 4-6.
And the Blue Jays, who, you know, they're a decent team.
Well, they just beat the Phillies 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it's hard not to fully buy back in right now.
215-592-9494. Let's talk to Phil to start the show today. Are you fully buying back in on this team after the sweep of the Blue Jays? I guess the reason I'm at the considering stage. Like, I'm considering fully buying back in. I'd be lying if I said I woke up today, I'm like, oh, I'm all the way back in. But I can forgive, but I don't forget very easy. And I've forgiven last weekend. It's over, right? They can't. The only way to kind of rectify a sweep by the Pirates is to come home and win like 5 out of 6.
And doing with it, yeah.
Right, and then it kind of evens out. So you look, baseball, and you said it, Hugh. It's a matter of how and when you look at the standings and when you look at the last 10 games or the last 5. They're hot right now, but literally just a week ago, the same team. The questions we all have about it were right there. So I forgive them for the sweep now with the Pirates. I'm over it. But I haven't forgotten it. One great weekend over the Blue Jays kind of just evens out one great week or one bad weekend at the hands of the Pirates. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a Monday after a Phil sweep. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Happy Prove Your Pledge Day, man.
It is Prove Your Pledge Day. I mean, I guess that's a shot at me. Maybe I'm not proving it. I feel like I am. I feel like I am by buying back in to an extent.
Mr. Gilly, we'll get to you at the end.
Okay.
Phillies took the series. The last two series, they got their Bryce-less legs back under them. Ooh. So they've learned how to win again. Now they learn how to play without Bryce. I think it's going to be a while before we get him back, but that's a whole other topic for another day. But Mr. Joe, can we please focus in on what they just did? They beat the Cubs. They won that series. The Cubs came in with one of the best records in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And we took that series. Then this past weekend, as we celebrated my U.S. Army's 250th birthday on Saturday, and then Father's Day yesterday. So happy Father's Day.
It's a big weekend. That's a big weekend, Chris. Yep.
Yeah, including Happy Father's Day, Joe, and Hugh and Kyle shortly. So our Fightins swept out the Blue Jays. We swept them out of town, one of the hottest offenses coming into this weekend in baseball, and we only allowed 6 runs, Joe, 6 runs, while scoring 22.
22 okay? of them.
That's our fight Phillies. That's our Phillies being back. That's without Bryce. We've learned how to win. Our starting pitching is locked in. Ranger's back. He looks like post-Ranger before his wife came over. So maybe the back's looking good right now, but he looks good.
That's good.
Sanchez is back on track to challenge Wheeler for the Cy Young, and Lizardo finally shook off Hughes' jinx. So Lizardo looks like he's back locked in.
You know, before you go on, of all the good developments over the last week, Lizardo shaking off the Hugh Douglas jinx is probably number one. And then I would say Otto Kemp, you know, hitting 340 is number two. These are big deals. I mean, Hugh, you almost ruined the guy's season.
I tried to tell you about Otto.
Otto?
I tried to tell you about Otto.
You
said he was old looking.
You ripped him for a whole day as you praised
but
him.
But he been a spark plug, though. I called that.
You said you didn't before. Never mind. Let it go. I'm calling it.
Shameful. Anyway, Joe Giglio, I'm going to leave you with this, my friend. You must have missed it on the way into the studio. So go back, hit the sign, and honor the P-L-E-T-T-E Pledge! Let's go, Bill!
I do like the chanting of Pledge. That's how you know it hit. All right, let's go to Jeff in Wilmington there. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Jeff.
I'm glad you translated that spelling of a word, because I never understand what he's saying.
Well, I've started to write it down now. I've started, I'm writing the letters down so I can spell it at the end.
It's a good bit. It's good. When I criticized the team last week, Alec Boehm and some of these other guys that were just really slouching off, I'm basically just doing a reverse black cat like Harry and Whitey used to do. You know, just go negative and hopefully it turns them positive. So that's really where I'm at with this team. And I'm in mainly because of this pitching staff, and I think you're right. They might have the best pitching staff in baseball right now. No thanks to Cy Lizardo finding his way again.
Well, it is incredible how good the guy has been for, 11 of his 13 starts, and then how bad he was for two. But I think of all the things of the last week, that's the most encouraging. Because if he pitches like that, we know Wheeler is – he's a lock, right? Wheeler feels like six or seven innings, one run every time. And then, man, Jeff, I didn't think we were getting this Ranger this season. You know, we had it last year in the beginning, then he fell off. This is the Ranger of – early last season.
Money season.
I wouldn't
want to face Christopher Sanchez. That guy has some nasty stuff. I mean, he just, whatever it is, man, coming in as a left-hander, the way he throws his pitches, and he's tying up guys on the inside of the plate, that's kind of hard to do, and you got to be really good and really sharp to be able to do that. So I'm still in. I'm trying to pull you all the way in, Joe, but like I said, this at the beginning of the season. I'm going to enjoy this season because I think this team is really good. They're going to have some rough stretches. But this team is, you know, there for a while. They were unwatchable a couple weeks ago. It was bad. But I'm just thinking that was just a stretch, and they're back, you know.
Yeah, the crazy part, Jeff, and Jeff, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, you mentioned baseball is up and down. This team seems to be more extreme than most good teams, right? Like
bipolar.
Yeah, like they – I don't think we're done with this either. I think this is in the good and the bad. Well, they're probably going to have another week or two where they look like crap. And they're probably going to have another week or two, probably soon, maybe they continue it now, where they look dominant. I mean, doesn't it feel like they've just gone back and forth? The first six or seven games, great. Then they fell down. Then great again for 3 weeks. Then it was really bad. Now it just feels like more than most seasons, it's up. It's down. It's up. It's down.
Especially when you talk about the offense, because, you know, you have some stretches where you don't score a whole lot of runs, and then you just have an offensive explosion. So, yeah. And the good thing about it, I guess, if there is a silver lining in all of this, is that when you look around baseball, especially in the National League, you're still in striking distance, and you've stayed in striking distance. I think that's the most important thing. Unfortunately, or not unfortunately, but this is how most seasons go. They are their own entity. And you can't gauge on how good a team is most times by what they did the year before.
What's funny about this season in particular, Hugh, and this Phillies team has been pretty streaky to begin with the last 3 or 4 years, right? That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But like you go back to when they made the World Series in 22, they were bad for 2 months. Then they were red hot for four and rode that to the World Series. 23, they were kind of like mediocre, and then they got red hot in August and they rode that to the NLCS. This year has been like, it's not month to month, it's week to week. I don't know what Phillies team I'm getting day to day. Now, at their best, we see it. Like, they give us glimpses of, at their best, they can beat anyone. I think they've pushed their record of over against teams above 500 back over 500. So it's not so much, hey, they're just beating up on bad teams. That they've beat good teams, like the Cubs. They beat good Blue Jays are pretty good. They can beat anybody. They could lose anybody. They're up. They're down. And Hugh Douglas is fully back in. I'm considering it. Kyle's fully back in. Is this non-pledge activity to not be fully back in?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think it is.
Did you watch him this weekend?
Did you dive
in head first.
So did you forget what happened last weekend?
Yes.
Okay. So at least you're honest. You forgot. You have amnesia, like other people around here. Derek is up next.
That's how it usually works.
What's up, Derek?
What's up?
Hey,
man,
Derek.
I like the boy Kemp, man. Happy Father's Day to y'all too, man.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you,
brother.
Derek, Kemp looks like he could play. Yeah, I like him a lot.
I like them guys that gotta work a little extra to get up to where they get to, coming from the D2 level real quick, man. You know what I mean? Can I make a quick point about y'all's top 11, though, before y'all get into it?
You don't even know ours yet, but you just mean in general?
Well, I'm just saying, I heard, like, this morning, Joe DeCamber did his, and he didn't even have Hurts in it, right? And I just wanted to touch up on something that people don't never, ever talk about, right?
Okay.
A.J. Brown, he played against the Packers, right? And then he didn't play again until when? He missed a lot of games in between that, right?
He missed a few, yeah.
He came back early
in the season. Yeah,
early in the year.
He missed week two, week three. He missed week two, week three, week four. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Where everybody's like, they want to whoever. Let's lean on the running game. Like, if you without A.J. Brown, you're supposed to lean on Saquon Barkley. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, Jalen definitely took a step back last year, but I also feel like if A.J. Brown didn't miss four games, his numbers would have looked like what they normally look like. Because if you look at his numbers this year in 13 games, he still put up 1,000 yards and has 67 catches. So you put four games onto that, he's right there, you know, in the upper echelon with guys, not like Jamar chasing them guys, but, you know.
I generally agree, yeah.
1,400 yards. I just think when people talk about Hurts' year, the games that we lost early, like a lot of those games were – two of those games were without – A.J. Brown, another one was without A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Lane Johnson.
Yeah, the Bucs game.
Yeah, the supporting cast matters. We all agree.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can talk down about his what he did last year, but I just feel like, well, anybody to the top 11 for Philly. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and we're off and running. Thanks a lot, Derek.
He should be one, but he should be in everybody's top 11.
Anyway, the Phillies.
Derek, I generally agree. He should be a top 11 guy. Yeah.
All right, so the phone calls.
Here's what we're going to do. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today. Okay, it's a big day. Rhea's going to join us at 11. We do have to talk about something on the other side that may be the unsung hero of this Phillies turnaround, okay? Because last week it was bad. And in fact, if you went back from the Milwaukee series where they got swept, they went to Toronto, got their teeth kicked in, they went to Pittsburgh, got swept, right? It looked bad. And we all thought it was bad. Why? Well, we were blaming the Bryce injury and all this other stuff. Maybe there was more to it. We're going to tell you, Topper relayed a story this weekend of maybe why the Phillies are hot again. We're going to talk about that. Are you fully buying back in on the Phillies? Hugh Douglas claiming he was never out.
Never out.
That's a lie.
Unwavering.
Is nonsense. Is fully buying back in. Kyle's buying fully back in. I'm feeling better. I'm not fully buying back in yet. Look, I could forgive what happened last weekend in Pittsburgh. I didn't forget, though. They're up. They're down. Where are you on the Phillies? When we come back, your phone calls, we will get to unveil our top 11 list. The afternoon show doing top 11 week this week in Philadelphia sports right now. Our list coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Rhea joins us, and we have Phillies tickets to give away. We're going to the game with you guys on Tuesday, July 1st. It is a fireworks night. We'll tell you about how you win those tickets coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the pitch is lined into right. Coming on Marsh. He makes a sliding catch, and that's the ball game. And that's a three-game sweep for the Phillies over the Toronto Blue Jays as the Phillies win 5 out of 6 on this homestand. And once again, what a difference a week can make as the Phillies sweep the Jays with an 11-4 win today.
Yeah, Scott said it well. What a difference a week makes. I think we were in full-blown panic last Monday, and now we're fully bumped back
everyone
in.
But Hugh.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I don't panic.
Level-headed Douglas over here. Mm. Well, the rest of us. Why don't you ever help us out then?
I try to calm y'all down, but y'all don't want to hear. Y'all want to call me mean and hurtful names and yell and scream at me and stuff, but I'll be trying to help y'all.
You know what? Shut up.
See, there you have it right there.
All right, 215-592-9494. Philly sweep the Blue Jays. Are you fully buying back in? So we have a poll question up at WIP Midday Show today. Should Joe Giglio officially buy fully back in to the Phillies? We're close to 50-50, early split on this one. It's 53% no, basically people saying stay away. Don't bring your energy. 47% say, yeah, come on back, fully
come
in.
Come on in.
How much of that is people just on the Phillies in general, but how much of that is
me?
Like, just Joe.
Yeah,
like, get out of here.
Well, it's almost like you put up my name in any of the polls and they're just going to vote the other way. It doesn't even matter what is said. I am considering fully buying back in. It's a great weekend for the Phillies. There was no question. A sweep. The pitching was great. And the Ranger Suarez day continues to be, Hugh, of all the things that have happened in a positive direction this season, the Ranger one is not one I anticipated. He didn't pitch well down the stretch last season, right? He was hurt again to start the year. We didn't even know what his best role was, right? We debated bullpen starting, trading him, all this kind of stuff. And he had his first start was against Arizona about 5 weeks ago, and that one wasn't good, right? He came back, he had like 6 or 7 runs. It was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I think if you look at his numbers since, if you take off his first start and look at every start since, his ERA has to be like 2 or maybe less than that. He's been unbelievable, and I didn't see this coming. I didn't think he'd be this good this season.
I had a feeling he might.
Because, told you so, Douglas.
Well, because, Joe, you're talking about a contract year. Yes, that was one of the main reasons why I kept telling you that he probably is not going to go in the bullpen because he's trying to maximize his dollars. And as we progress through this season, and, he was a little banged up and everything. He has to show other teams, number one, that he can come back. He's bouncing back from this injury that he had. And he has to go out there and pitch well, regardless if it's here or somewhere else. He has to have a good showing.
Well, where would they be without him? Because, I mean, they lost Nola, and we'll get to the Nola story coming up. It sounds like the Nola absence is going to be extended. I mean, we might not see him till well after the All-Star break now with the rib issue he has. I mean, you take away Nola, they've missed that, and they've kind of just replaced Nola with Ranger Suarez, and it's been more than fun. Actually, it's probably been way better considering what they were getting out of Aaron Nola. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, can we hear from Rob Thompson? So we're all with our theories on what's going on, right? Up and down, fully buying back in, not quite there with the Phillies. The Bryce thing, he goes out, they struggle, now they're hot. But maybe there's more to the story of this season, and maybe it has to do with a bamboo plant. Here's Topper on a story about a plant that was in his office, and then it was taken out, and they started losing, and now it's back. Here's Topper explaining.
Kevin Long's wife was in here. And this is, let me get the date right. The day before the Milwaukee series. And she said, let me take that home, get some sunlight, and bring it back to and so we played Milwaukee with it was out of the room played Milwaukee then where do we go Toronto no
Toronto
Toronto. Yeah. Toronto Pittsburgh so the last name Pittsburgh and what was our record during that time
one and five on that trip and then 1-5 on that homestand
and the Milwaukee series so with the last day in Pittsburgh Kalon called Marcy and he said, you better get that damn thing back in Thompson's office.
All right, so I did the math that Topper was asking for there. Hugh, they went 1-8 without the bamboo plant in Topper's office, and now they're 5-1 with the bamboo plant back.
So he's a little superstitious.
Well, would you buy it?
I mean, there has to be something to it. There was a little bit of superstition when I played. I like to do some of the same things every weekend. So, I mean, there's something to that. Especially if you believe it. So, yeah, I give you that.
Kyle, where do you come down on the bamboo plant record? 1-8 with it gone. It's back 5-1.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves.
I mean, you can't lie. They don't lie. Well, here's my thing now. Do they just keep the bamboo plant there the rest of the season? But what if it starts to wilt again?
That's part of the problem, right? Hold on. Because when you watch the video, Topper's office looks like it's in a cave.
Most managers' offices look like a dim-lit closet.
The best thing they can do is give that man some sunlight. And that way we can keep this bamboo plant alive.
Do you want a window in Topper's office?
I think it's for the betterment of the team.
Okay. I mean, I'm not against your idea. I just thought that might be an off-season project. I'm not sure if they could just construct a window in there.
We can't wait until the off-season. We have a World Series.
This is part of why I'm not fully, totally bought back in. Topper doesn't have a window in his office. That plant's going to wilt.
Well, it all depends. Like, you could get one of those... They have those lights where you can manufacture the light.
Oh, like fake sun.
Fake sunlight. Yeah, I can't remember what they call it. UV light? Not UV lights. That's the opposite. But they have those. I've seen them.
Well, it works on a plant, you're saying? It's for indoor plants?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
You can order one?
I
order one, send it over to the Phillies here.
Well, I know where you could, well.
What do you got?
None.
What do you mean nothing?
They have plants that mimic sunlight. That's all I'm saying.
So can we order Topper one?
I don't know how much they cost. I got to find out. Okay. I got to ask a friend of mine.
So the Phillies can afford it. Did they?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, but it's a whole, it's a whole process.
Okay, it's a whole process. All right, 215-592-9494 for Justin in Yonkers is up. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. What's
up, you got it, Justin.
First and foremost, that was just a perfect weekend. You couldn't draw it up any better. The sweep was great, and then watching the Mets get swept at home was awesome. And I live in New York now, so I've been saying it for a while. I think those Mets pitchers have been pitching so far above their head, and I think they're coming back to earth. And on top of that, their best pitcher, Senga, who I actually think is a really good pitcher, is now out for 5 weeks with a hamstring. So I feel pretty good that we're going to catch up to them, and it's a huge series this weekend. But I'm kind of like Hugh. Like, I've never really left. I've maintained the fact that I think they're a top five team in baseball. They're going to win between 92 and 96 games. And I keep saying it. Like, the trade deadline is going to tell me what I think about this team. And quick shout out to Matt Kepler too, because he's been a little underwhelming. But that's two games now where he single handedly with a home run in the eighth or ninth inning kind of won you the game.
Yeah, the one in Sacramento, Miller. Yep, you're right about that. Yeah,
and on Saturday.
Yeah, Justin, I feel the same way about Kepler. Like, underwhelming is a good way to describe it. But he has had two huge clutch home runs. And those are like those are toss-up games, right? Like those are the games you said 92 to 96 wins. I my range was like 85, 89 to like 94, but like those games swing those games. Like that's the difference, right? Between being a 92 win team or 94, maybe winning a division. Those are huge moments.
Yeah, those are two games you could say we probably lose without Kepler. And yep. I just want to throw out another. Last week I threw out Aroldis Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And this week my new favorite prospect I hope we trade for is Felix Bautista, the closer for the Orioles. He's coming off Tommy John. He started the year a little rocky, but he's been lights out. And he's I remember watching him before the Tommy John. He's a dominant closer, and he's got like two more years of control. And the Orioles are going to be sellers, so I think that's who I want at this point.
So Justin, I was with you on Chapman, and I would take Bautista. I'm curious with him because his underlying numbers are way down. Like his strikeout rate is way down, his walks are way up. I think eventually he's going to be really dominant again the way he was, and maybe you trade for him now and you get a couple good years out of him. I'm not quite sure what he is, and Justin, we appreciate it. I'm not sure what he is right now off of the injury, but he's certainly a name we're going to hear about, Felix Bautista with the Phillies. All right, 215-592-9494. For Hugh, before we go any further, we got an incredible prize. I mean, I say that a lot, but this one's a biggie. So we have a pair of tickets to get see the Phillies with us. We're going out to the game on Tuesday, July 1st. Hugh and I are going to be doing the show from the park Tuesday, okay. July 1st. And then we'll meet up with you guys and watch the Phillies play the Padres, which could be a huge series with NL playoff implications. But Hugh, it's not just go to the game, get free tickets, hang out with us. You also get the fireworks show. It's Xfinity Fireworks Show Night at Citizens Bank Park, July 4th week. The date is Tuesday, July 1st. Let's play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. Begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Oh. You know, I've been getting a lot of heat lately, and you can tell, as you can tell by the way Kyle is making all those little sounds.
For the clues.
For the clues.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, some people aren't happy with the clues that I like to give for these things. I just want y'all to know, I put a lot of thought into these guesses that I have for Hugh's Clues, as Rhea shakes her head. No, I don't.
No one buys that.
I do. And Rhea, while you're listening, this is the best clue that I could possibly give you, especially in light of the weekend that we just had. This first clue is this person is a father.
I mean, come on.
Hold on a second.
As Rhea gets me the number
hold
one.
Hold on. We have Phillies tickets to give away today. This isn't a ho-hum prize.
First of all.
Fireworks night. That people get
these
to come and hang out with us.
These are not supposed to be easy. Well,
so you narrowed this down to, let's say, like 1.5 billion people?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I said, five. Well, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, at least you know it's a male for the. Wait, well, I get, yeah, it's a male.
Wow, even better.
So you've cut the world population in half.
It's all right. Do you want a better clue?
Yes,
please.
That's ridiculous. A father.
Okay. Okay. It's a TV father. Mm, okay.
All right, well, all right. At least this
cuts the field by a lot.
Okay. That's better. At least. I mean, there's not 1.5 billion TV dads.
You know what? You know what? I've gotten to the point where
it's a disaster.
I just like the initial cursing out that people do when they hear these clues.
Well, and we have to edit it. We have to, like, censor ourselves on the air. Imagine people in their car. This bleeping guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I do it. Because I know somebody's in the car, like, calling me all kind of mean and hurtful names.
Yeah. And Kyle and I do it in our brains. We don't say it into the microphones, but it's true. All right, so clue number one today. Now that we got him to give
television
a real clue.
Dad. Television
a TV dad. And we're playing today for a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. It's a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Fireworks night. Huge game. Hugh and I will be there. Hang out with everyone that wins tickets. We're giving away tickets this
week. I
think
that's a good clue, though.
It's better. Well, it's better.
It's not.
Well, I think it is. It's a good clue.
You know what you just did? You what set the bar so low that you then made it not that bad, and we're like, oh, that's actually pretty good. You did that on purpose.
No, I'm saying it's a good clue.
I think
you just
got to
think about it.
I think this is a lack of respect for the listeners.
It is not. Don't do that.
Just like when you took a lack of respect for the pledge. I mean,
no, I did. I took the pledge, and I wholeheartedly.
You did not.
Wholeheartedly took the pledge.
No, you weren't even that worried last week when they got swept by the Pirates.
I wasn't worried, but I knew everybody else would be.
Pledge activity. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Are you fully buying back in? Hugh is, but I don't even know what that means. Kyle is. He's all the way back in. And I'm considering it, but I'm not there right now. I can't. Coming in here today after sweeping the Blue Jays, and it's a great weekend, 5 out of 6, you'd be like, yeah, everything else is fine. No, they are the same team they were a week ago. They're up, they're down. I feel way better today, but I can't fully buy back in until they do this for an extended period. I'm not there yet. Where do you guys come down and your chance to win a pair of Phillies tickets Tuesday, July 1st against the Padres? Alan in Glassboro is up on WIP. Hey, Alan.
Alan.
Oh, good morning, Joe, and good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Alan.
I haven't spoken with you guys since I predicted that the Eagles would win the NFC division. Do you remember that?
I kind of do now. Yeah, Alan, I do. You called it. You said the NFC championship they would win, right? Go to the Super Bowl?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
I remember it, Alan. You called it.
Yes. And, well, no need, but the Phillies are doing okay. We should not panic. Trey Turner, all-star last year. Alec Bohm, all-star last year.
He said it.
433-foot home run yesterday.
That was fun to see, Al. We don't usually see him hit the ball like that. That was cool.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And Castellano. Grand slam yesterday, possibly all-star this year.
I wouldn't go that far, but maybe, sure.
Okay, maybe. But just don't give up. Don't run them out of town when they
You heard him, Joe. Don't run them
out
of town.
Well, I didn't run anyone out of town. I'm just, you know.
That's what it feels like.
They're all going to go through.
That's what it feels like, Alan.
Stop.
Sometime this year. And you have to remember, they're doing that without Bryce right now, too. They're winning without Bryce.
Well, they, you know, by winning percentage, Alan, they've been better the last, you know, 10 days or so without Bryce than they were the 10 days before when he was there, which is kind of interesting.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. But don't be hard on Bryce,
don't
because
be
Bryce is going to come around.
So who can I be hard on? Hugh?
No, don't be hard on Hugh.
Sometimes needs to be, we need to be
I
hard
have
on
a
you.
Question for Hugh.
Go ahead.
Too.
What you
Go
got?
Oh, what college did you attend? Can I make a stab at the college that you attended?
Sure.
Central State, Ohio?
Yes. That's where I went
okay.
to school.
Okay. I wonder how I knew that.
Me too.
are you going to be an in the HBCU All-Star Hall of Fame? I hope you get there.
You mean at the game? Am I going to the game?
Are you going to be inducted in the HBCU All-Star?
Yes. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I've been in there for a couple years now.
Okay, congratulations
well,
on
thank
that.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't know that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And one other question, Hugh.
Three more.
Just one more. Why are they so hard on Jalen Hurts?
It's a good question, Alan.
Here we
I
go.
I don't know what criteria they were using when they have him an 11, but the man is playing well. And again, as I stated before when I called last year, mm-hmm. look at the offensive coordinators that he had.
And a new one again mm-hmm. this year, Alan. Yep.
Yes,
we're doing it again.
The supporting cast.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So those pundits, I'm not saying you all.
those people. Pundits. Yeah, I agree, Alan. Yeah, they're
those pundits, man.
Yeah. I just don't – what criteria are they using?
I know. People like Hugh ripping them all the time.
It's
Alan, I agree.
No, you don't.
Hugh's the biggest Hurts hater.
I saw that for him one time. They said – somebody was trying to hate on.
Mm. We can't have
can't
that right
that.
Here, Alan. Alan, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Pair of tickets, Phillies, Padres, July 1st, a TV dad, Alan.
I don't have one. I can't. I don't have one.
You know, that's all right, Alan. Alan's got a lot of questions and have an answer. That's okay.
I liked
Alan. No, Alan should call again. He put us
definitely
on the spot.
Definitely should call again.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know, you realize early in the call, Alan was going to, I told you so, me. Because I think that's what that was. Because he was
a little bit,
yeah. Because
I felt that.
I think he called at a point where I was down on the Eagles last year, mm-hmm. probably early, and then he said they were going to win the NFC. And I don't remember exactly what the back and forth was. I'm guessing I told him he was crazy, and then they did, and they won the Super Bowl. It felt like Alan was going to, I told you so, me. But then he took the high road.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but if he would have told you, I told you so. I mean, you know, he said he called it way back when that they were going to the East.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
I liked Alan.
Yeah. Good call.
Want to know if you were in the Hall of Fame?
How did he not have a TV dad, though, by the way?
I don't know.
That should have been.
There's a lot of TV dads. Now, you got to get the right one.
You got to get the one
maybe
that
we were too hard on
Hugh's
Clues. I mean, stumped Alan with the first one.
Well, you got to think of one I'm thinking about.
Alan had an agenda. I mean, he had a lot of things.
Clearly.
He needed to talk
about.
Well,
you know the whole Jalen Hurts thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, haters like you.
Yeah.
I mean,
people are hating.
Yeah.
You said people are hating.
People like you.
This is a good way to start a Monday.
Yeah. Is there really Jalen Hurts hate out there? I think we're perceiving
fair criticism. There's Jalen Hurts sensitivity.
There's that.
I'll say this. When we talk about Jalen, I think we try to be as fair and balanced as we possibly can.
Totally.
And we give an argument that validates our way of thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about people as whole, and I think a lot of times you guys get lumped up into that because it's almost like when they hear if they hear one individual talk, it's the consensus that everybody at the station is like that.
Now, this morning, as top 11s are starting to be unveiled, this mm-hmm. is top 11 week on the afternoon show, right? So we were asked by the afternoon show, as everyone who listens to WIP was asked, to submit their top 11, right?
Yes.
And I believe the criterion, you know, afternoon show will be on a two today to kind of work through with how they do it. But if I'm correct on this, I think 50% of the voting comes from the listener, and then mm-hmm. 50% from the WIP staff, right? So mm-hmm. we put them all together, and we figure out who is the top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now. So we're all going to unveil our own list, like the ones we gave to Spike and Jack and Ike last week that were, you know, they asked us to submit them. So 11:30 today, we're going to submit our list.
I'm going to catch some heat for my
list. Well, you should. Joe DeCamera this morning unveiled his list. I think that's where some of the kind of the
angst
is coming from, because this morning, Joe did not have Jalen Hurts on his top 11 current athletes in Philadelphia. So that's caused its own.
Well, it's probably because Joe's criteria is different than everybody else's. See,
well,
this is the
I mean,
thing.
There's got to be a baseline of criteria.
But so, to be fair.
Yes,
to
there
be,
does.
To be
like,
fair.
Like, if you put Jake Elliott on your list, it's stupid. Like,
well, hold on.
I can't say it's my criteria.
But it's the, well, it all it's depends. Just the top 11 Philly athletes.
Well, it all depends on.
There's
on,
no criteria stated.
No, I know. But there has to be a baseline of, like, brain power with this, right? Like, common sense.
Let me ask this question. did Elliott short part, did Elliott fill out a list?
He did. I believe his will be unveiled tomorrow during his hour with them on the
and
show.
And I'm curious to know if Elliott put a soccer player on his. Because, you know, Elliott's a big soccer fan.
Last year, he put Kevin
Sullivan.
Yeah,
that was a joke.
It was a joke.
But
isn't he the one that's like 13 years old, 14?
Yes.
I remember that he was the youngest, one of the youngest MLS.
Yeah, it's a
MLS
joke.
Play, yeah. But no, it's Elliott's list. Yeah. Elliott always... Elliott talked to us last week about getting a new kit for every day he's at training camp. Yeah. So soccer is important to Elliott.
I don't care. Kevin Sullivan, away from the list.
I'm using him as an example because Elliott's list probably has a soccer player on it, and that's because that's how he views his list.
All right, let me say it this way. I don't mind if a list has a soccer player, if there's a worthy soccer player, not a 14-year-old. I don't even think he plays every game, or he's not even a star yet. He's 14.
Yeah, but to be 14 and a professional, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty. That means you're pretty good.
Of course it does, and he's probably going to be.
That doesn't mean he's a top 11 athlete in the city.
Well, we have a Super Bowl champion team.
I hear what you're saying, but I would not be surprised if Elliott had one on his.
You know what this is? This is a preemptive strike because you know people are going
to.
People know. Hugh knows already. People are going
to
be mad at his list, so he's throwing Elliott straight under the bus.
No, I'm not throwing Elliott under the bus. I'm trying to get people to think before they ridicule because he's going to give his list tomorrow. So I'm trying to give it, you know, make it easy for him to land because they about to kill me.
Think before they ridicule?
Yeah,
this is WIP. We don't do any of that. We just ridicule.
I'm about to get killed.
Thinking before you ridicule, we don't do that, Hugh. Stop. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Rhea's going to hop in with us coming up for our first segment, 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls, Phillies tickets on the line today. The first clue, at least he narrowed it down to something more than just a dad, which was a ridiculous. I mean, this person has a child. All right, that's great. No, it's a TV dad is the first clue. Pair of tickets on a Phillies and Padres, Tuesday, July 1st, 6:30 p.m. is first pitch. Hang out with Hugh and I at the game, meet up before, and then we'll watch the Phillies and Padres. It's a big game. And then fireworks afterwards, which they don't do those very often. It's July 4th week. Tuesday, July 1st, the game we are going to. 215-592-9494. Are you fully buying back in on this Phillies team? Hugh is. Kyle is. I'm not fully there yet. I forgive them for last weekend. Great week, 5 out of 6 against the Blue Jays and Cubs. Great weekend this weekend. I'm not quite there yet. Where are you guys on the Phillies? We'll get to a lot, including... In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll unveil our list, our top 11 athletes in Philadelphia right now. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.